What is up, folks? I'm hoping you're having a great day. And if you're not, maybe this show will make the day a little bit better for you. So myself and one other member of my team, Matthew from the Outer Haven, we just came back from PAX East 2024. And I wanted to talk about the total experience. And I actually was talking about it or writing about it in an article. And I figured, no, why not just do a video and talk about everything that was there? So basically like the good, the bad, and of course, things that I expect to be better next year. And this video is pretty much me going to be talking ahead, but maybe I'll add some video posts. I'm not exactly sure. So this is what you're going to get. So sit back for the next 20, 30 minutes as I talk about PAX East 2024. Of course, I don't have any video of me going to the event because I didn't fly. I drove with my family, my son, my daughter, my wife, 5+ hours from Delaware all the way up to Boston, Massachusetts. It was an interesting trip, to say the least, but we made it there live. We did get the Westin Hotel. It was the first time I got that hotel, just because I wanted to be able to walk directly to the event at the Boston Convention Center, just so I could just walk my butt over there and not worry about the cold, because I knew that the week that, or the 4 days that PAX East was going to occur, it was going to be cold, and I was right. It was cold. It was rainy. I know a lot of people walking outside were miserable, and I just looked at them from the bridge, and I was like, man, I'm glad that's not me. And let's talk about PAX. So day one of PAX was pretty cool. We started at 9 o'clock, so we had got access to the media room and an hour before everybody else got in, because I went to PAX East as a media. Maybe I should back up, flip it, reverse it, and talk about this real quick. So I attended PAX East as a media. Obviously. So this entire thing, I should have said before, it's going to be from the eyes, from the viewpoint, from somebody who experienced PAX East as media press, not a content creator, not an attendee, but somebody who was actually there to do actual work. Okay. Let's go back. So hour in, we got early access, 9 o'clock. We were able to go in, and I walked the floor, checked out a lot of cool things, talked to some people. Of course, got in line to get some merch, because I know if I didn't get in line to get my merch, the merch was going to be gone. But during all that, and eventually seeing all the people come down to the floor, obviously Thursday was the least crowded day of PAX. You could tell that things were different. There weren't as many booths on the floor. A couple booths that we expected to be there weren't there because PAX East, unfortunately, occurred during the same time as GGC 2024. So we'll put that in the bad column. We'll go back to that later. A couple other places like Wild Bill, the soda vendor that was there last year, was one of the highlights of PAX 2023, was not there, much to my diet's happiness. But I really wanted to taste some of that root beer. That root beer was to die for. I really wanted some more of it. But even with that, there was just so much empty space that people that I walked up to, either cosplayers when I was taking their picture, or just people that were there to check out PAX East in general, or even some of the other people from media were like, this is a lot different than 2022 and 2023, just because there was just so much empty space there. Now, some people were like, this is great because we got more space to walk through. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, that's great and all, but it also means there's less to do here. There's less to see. And there's one thing when a journalist or a media person says that, but when you're talking to cosplayers and you're talking to people who are just there to enjoy the show and they're going, it's okay, but, and you're like, but what? It just doesn't feel the same. I'm not sure how this event's going to be. I'm not sure if I'm going to stay the entire event. And this wasn't something that a couple people said. I mean, I think I talked to about 40 cosplayers and about at least 20 to 30 ongoers, attendees. And most of them said the same thing. That's not even counting the developers or PR people that I talked to as well. So, yeah, that was a little frustrating for people. They weren't happy about that. But, man, there was just the vibe of PAX, I'm just going to call it PAX East. The vibe of PAX East was amazing. You know, there was no fighting. There was no frustration. There was no politics and gaming. There was none of that. Everybody was very nice, very chill, very helpful. I didn't hear any PC is better than PlayStation or PlayStation is better than Xbox or my Nintendo is better than no, there was none of that. None of that. It was just, wow. Why can't Twitter be like this? It was such an amazing feeling. And again, I wasn't the only one who was picking up on this. So that was cool. But also what was really nice is I bumped into a bunch of people, my peers, and a bunch of my peers bumped into me. I ran into a couple of my friends, Baron and Fame from Level 1, LV1 Gaming, I should say that correctly. Brandon from Pass the Controller podcast. Joseph from the Trophy Room podcast. Stevenson, I think I'm saying your name wrong. I'm so sorry, buddy. Don't punch me. Also from the same podcast. Lord David, Lord Sovereign from Iron Lord podcast. And just a bunch of other people. Either they walked up to me and was like, yo, Keith, what's up? I've been following you for a while. I finally get to see your face. Or people that I've been following, I walked up to them and go, hey, what is up? What's going on? Can I shake your hand? Can I give you a hug? And I did get a lot of hugs, Storm Pax. I was not shy about that. I'm normally an introvert, but I got my hugs in, and it felt good. Ran into Larry Herb from Xbox, or formerly from Xbox. So I was like, wow, a legend. Can I please get your picture? And the man was super chill. He was like, yeah, let's go for it. Let's go. Let's get the picture done. Really loved that. Ran into a lot of interesting developers. They all were super happy to have people there talking about their game, checking out their game. I'm not going to mention their names because I'm going to mess it up. But the gentleman over at Death Unbound, we were talking about Souls-likes for a good like 30 minutes. And I was like, all right, we got to stop this because if we don't stop this, people are not going to get taken care of. You're going to get in trouble. People are going to get mad at me for just doing one game. We need to stop. But it was so nice just talking to people that are like-minded, not just him. There was another game, Riftstorm, and their development team came all the way over from Indonesia. Super nice, super nice. The PR person there, Kiki, she was super shy about doing an interview or thinking she wasn't doing a good job. Kiki, if you see this, you did an amazing job. You were super nice, super friendly, super informative. You knocked it out of the damn park. Never doubt yourself. You were amazing. Just so many games. Witherbloom. I went over there, talked to another gentleman who was talking to me about Souls-like and the gaming industry and just how things are going right now. And another guy who I could have sat there for a good half an hour just talking about games. But unfortunately, he had things to do and I had things to do. It was just the vibe, the whole vibe, it was fantastic. I mean, there was just so many people I talked to. I forget most of their names, but everyone that I did talk to were super friendly. There was an amazing amount of games, even though some of the bigger booths like Devolver Digital weren't there. There were still amazing games that were there. Big Boy Boxing is kind of a mix of a Boss Rush, Souls-like meets Punch Out. That game kicked my ass. I'm looking forward to playing that. Dragon is Dead, which is a mix of a Souls-like with Diablo. Really want to play that. Unfortunately, the developers weren't there to talk to, but I was on the game for like a good half an hour. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. Another game I did enjoy, excuse me, going back, was Rah Rah Boom. It's a beat 'em up. It's like the beat-em-ups old days. It kind of reminded me of Guardian Heroes. So that was fun. They're also with G.I. Joe, which we'll put that in a good column. That was also fun. That game is in development. It's another beat-em-up game. I'm from the 80s and 90s. I play beat-em-up. So if you give me a good beat-em-up, I'm going to enjoy it. So that. Death Unbound, I played that already. And I played again more at PAX. That was a newer build. But, you know, the mechanics were still there, just a different character you can play with. That was fun. Just so many games. I'm forgetting a lot of games because there were just so many games I did get my hands on. But the games I did get my hands on were in the indie area for the most part. Like games like Path of Exile 2 was there, and I really wanted to play it. But every time PAX started, that area, that booth just filled up completely. And it was like, I can't get in there to play that game because I'm working, and unfortunately, when I talk to the developers, say, hey, can I play that, you know, the PAX bill outside of PAX? They're like, no, you can't do that. So that was kind of frustrating as well, but everybody that played that game, everybody that touched that demo set, it is amazing stuff, and they can't wait for the game to come out. So Path of Exile 2, guys, if you like action RPGs, you might want to check this one out as well. Oh, man, there's just so many games that I played there. I'm drawing a blank, and it really sucks because I've done so many interviews at PAX East, and it's like, wait, I forgot this game. Starvaders is a deck builder roguelike game that has been crossed with Space Invaders. It's a cool game. It's a cool game. It joins multiple game genres. You play this game, you play a mech that's on a grid base or a grid area, and your goal obviously is to kill invaders, just like Space Invaders, but you do that by using decks of cards. It's very cool. We're going to talk to a developer more so later on the Outer Haven podcast or on the website. I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but check out the website. We have an interview with one of the developers there. Legends of Sarcadia. It's kind of a mix between Final Fantasy, quirkiness of Super Mario. That game was a lot of fun. That was the first time they showed that game anywhere, and they said they won't have a demo for people to play until later this year. So if you didn't play that game at PAX East 2024, you missed out. So unfortunately, you'll have to wait for that later on. One of the more cool things that happened to us at PAX East was we got hands-on with Square Enix's upcoming action RPG, Visions of Mana. And we actually knew about 2 weeks going into the event that we had been invited to a hands-on session, which basically allowed us to play the game, two different demos. One that allowed us to play around the world, and another one where it was more combat-based, where we got to fight one of the end bosses for the demo. It was really cool. The demo was something that was made specifically for PAX East. It was, trust me, it was just things of, one of the things that you never think could happen to a smaller indie outlet or somebody who's not up there on the totem pole, and it happened, and you're like, wow, this, you did it. You did it. You did something right, but you totally completely did it. That was freaking amazing. I love that as well. Unfortunately, we're going to go into the bad stuff now. There were just so many games that I was there to cover, people that I needed to talk to, people I needed to interview, that I did not get a chance to play all the games that I wanted to play. And of course, that always happens when I go to an event. You know, PAX East was no different. I wanted to play Path of Exile 2. I've already complained about that, was not able to play that. I wanted to try the Final Fantasy 14 challenge, couldn't do that. That line, that booth was constantly wrapped. Even every time I went to do an interview or talk to somebody about something and come back, it was like, nope, this line's capped. You can't play it. Come back later. Line's capped. It's like, well, I don't know if I can play this game at all during PAX. And that's unfortunately the downside when you're going to these events as media, because you have a job to do. You have a responsibility. Excuse me. When Repop invites you over to come to PAX East, it's like, look, you're here to cover this event, and you want to do a good job because you want them to reinvite you for the next year and the next year. So you don't just want to go there and go, I'm just playing games and playing the games on their dime. You gotta earn what you get. So unfortunately, I was not able to play that. There was a couple other games I couldn't touch. So unfortunately, there also was a lack of PCs there. So last year, there was a lot of amazing PCs being shown at PAX East 2023. A lot of custom builds. We had that The Last of Us. There was that amazing Last of Us clicker PC that everybody was going gaga over. There's just Intel was in there this year. Corsair wasn't there this year. Asus wasn't there this year. And when Asus came last year, they let us print out these amazing license plates. So I really like this, and I was really hoping they would have something like that again this year, but they weren't there. This is one of the things that really ticks me off about PAX East, and it more so this year than any other year. So we get 1 hour to get on the expo floor and try and get set up, try to cover stuff, whatever. And then after that hour, all the attendees get to come down to the floor, which is fine, which is great. You know, fantastic. Gave us an hour. But that's it. You only get 1 hour of the entire event. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're in the queue lines with everybody else. Now, I had certain interviews set up for Friday and Saturday around 10 o'clock. I was like, I'll be here first thing in the morning. And unfortunately, when I tried to go through the door, a couple of enforcers were like, no, you got to get in that queue line. I'm like, dude, I got a media badge. I'm told you on the floor doing my job. You want me to get in that queue line? I won't get down until like 11 o'clock at the earliest. That's wrong. And he's like, yeah, you got to do that. And I was like, look, then go down there, tell the person I'm supposed to interview that I'm not going to be here. And it's not because of me. It's because of you. And both days they were like, okay, fine. Go straight down to where you need to go. Don't do anything else. Go straight down there. Of course, they don't know where I'm going if I go straight down there. But it was nice that they eventually did let me go into the floor. But they did give me an earful, like my mom being yelling at me, like, you know, you're not supposed to do that, mom. And I'm like, look, either tell people stop making interviews or appointments so early in the morning, or do something about this. Give us an hour each day of the event so we can get down there, get set up, and be good to go. Even if we want to go down there and sit in the line, at the very least, if we're working, if we worked Friday and Saturday, you know, or Thursday and Friday, let us enjoy Saturday or Sunday. Let us get some fun time in while we're also working, because there's so many of us trying to do our job and we've got appointment after appointment, or you got to wait for somebody to get done their appointment. So now you're stuck there waiting for them, and you know you can't go backwards to go play something, because if you do that and you're in the middle of a game and you miss the appointment, well, now you got egg on your face. That's totally not cool. I don't like that. I don't like that. So that needs to be addressed. Another thing was that PAX East was also the same time as GDC 2024. And you could tell that there are a lot of people who normally would be at PAX East were at GDC 2024. Now, if you're asking me which event was the better event, obviously GDC was definitely the better event for these people to be at. It was more important and holded more weight. I can understand why they were there. Now, that has been adjusted. I was going to put this into my weights or my wants, but that has been fixed. They did announce that at the end of PAX East 2024, that PAX East 2025 is going to take place in May. Now, whether that's going to cause an issue for the upcoming summer shows, that's a different story. But for PAX East occurring the same time as GDC next year, that's not happening. So maybe we'll see more of those people who weren't at PAX East 2024 at the next year event. And all we can do is hope. And all we can do is hope that Wild Bills is there. And all we can hope that Devolver Digital is there and that Square Enix is there. You know, maybe we'll even see Sega make their return. No, Nintendo was there, and they were there in a very small capacity. It was like, whatever, fine. I didn't really care. But yeah, that was it. There really wasn't a lot of bad at this event. There really wasn't. It was, other than some of these people, some of these companies not being there and the lines and not letting us down when we should be on the floor for media and doing our job, it wasn't bad. You know, people were super cool. Some people were wearing masks. It was fantastic. Oh, wait, no, I do have something I'm going to nitpick on. I'm nitpicking about something. So this is my main issue. Well, not main issue, but problem I have. So hang on. So I like buying customized controllers, okay? And I bought this customized controller, this box. This is from Captain Alex Designs. Now, this box came busted. Now, I get that. But when I opened up the box when I got home, check this out. This is how this box looks. It's just a keychain and the controller inside of some bubble wrap. Now, I will show you the controller. The controller is pretty badass. If you like Transformers, there you go. This is an amazing looking controller. Obviously, it's just a plain old Xbox controller. But the fact that it came in this bubble wrap really frustrated me, because I've bought other customized controllers. Here's one from Pope Art. And if you take a look at this controller, look at that. It has a molding. It sits right in that box just fine. So I know that it's shipped okay. Or when I buy it, it's being held in place. It doesn't move. When I put this in there, I saw that when I got home because my wife got it for me. I said, oh, I want that controller. And she's like, okay. And she took care of it all while I walked away to do more stuff. When I finally saw it when I came home, I was really upset about that. I mean, who does that? I paid $175 for this controller. At least you can make sure that it is put in a box and has some kind of a molding or something to keep it, you know, so it doesn't move. But that's just a minor complaint on my part about that. The wants for next year. I don't have a lot of wants, actually. I don't have a lot of wants. We already got a date change, so that's fantastic. I just want the companies that were there in 2022 and 2023 to make a return. If that happens, I can see PAX East 2025 being as good as PAX East 2022 or PAX East 2023. I mean, given the state of the world, I don't see things going back to being as good as PAX East before the COVID destroyed everything. But one can only hope. And given that, you know, Nintendo has its own direct and Xbox has its own live direct shows and PlayStation as well, we're not going to see these juggernauts, the big three, make a return to PAX East. It just isn't happening. It's just not a reality anymore. So as long as we can get people that aren't the big three coming back to PAX East, it'll be a fantastic event. That's all I can ask for. That's all I really can ask for. Oh, and to be invited back next year. So, Penny Arcade, if you're seeing this, definitely invite the Outer Haven back to PAX East. We would love to come back. We loved it this year. We loved it last year. We loved it the year before that. We're ready to come back and do some work. Other than that, folks, hope you liked the video. If you did, do us a big favor. Leave a comment below about stuff you wanted to know about the event. I'll be more than happy to explain that in greater detail. Like the video if you enjoyed the video. And subscribe to the channel. That way you'll be notified when we have more updated content on the channel. All right. Thank you for watching. Take care, be safe, and come to PAX East 2025.